Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, November 14. Coming up, Cabinet approves contract for Ryoko Restudy. 16 persons selected as PATH Youth Ambassadors, and investigations continue into fatal November 10 plane crash. The details after this message.
Are you interested in speech, drama, dance, music, traditional folk forms, culinary arts, or creative writing? JCDC training workshops are now underway in all parishes. So come out and enhance your talent. Get trained by the very best. Let us help you improve your skills. Check your nearest JCDC parish office or www.jcdc.gov.jm for details on all workshops.
Now the news. 16 persons have been selected to be youth ambassadors for the Program of Advancement Through Health and Education, PATH. The move is in support of PATH's main objective to break the intergenerational cycle of poverty by reducing stigma and discrimination and encouraging students to stay in school and to pursue academic excellence. Social Security Minister Shaheeni Robinson has charged the ambassadors to work to enhance the image of PATH while motivating and inspiring other beneficiaries to strive for greatness.
We know that as young people, you can speak directly and more effectively to your peers, educating them, advocating for them, and inspiring them. As future leaders, I know you will do well in promoting a better understanding of PATH and help to advance the ministry's efforts at reducing stigma and discrimination faced by beneficiaries.
Minister Robinson was speaking recently at a ceremony to announce the PATH Youth Ambassadors. Meanwhile, Social Marketing Manager of PATH, Marcia Bowles-Williams, said the program will act as a support system to beneficiaries.
The ambassadors will serve as speakers to motivate other PATH beneficiaries to stay in school and to develop pathways in life that will help them to rise above the challenges and achieve their goals, however lofty. As symbols of the resilience of the Jamaican family, these young men and women will help us to reinforce the value of education as the main vehicle out of poverty and lack.
The Youth Ambassadors program was implemented to commemorate PATH's 10th anniversary in 2012. A total of $16.5 million was allocated to provide tuition support to 16 students on PATH who matriculated to accredited universities in Jamaica. The young leaders will engage with 3,000 students in 30 schools over the next 12 months. Farmers in St. Catherine will soon know if water restrictions are to be lifted following measures put in place last year to regulate water supply. Cabinet has approved a contract valued at $427,000 to consulting engineering firm Stanley Consultants Incorporated for the Ryoko Basin Water Resources Study. The study forms part of the Kingston Metropolitan Area KMA Water Supply Improvement Program and will be overseen by the National Water Commission, NWC. Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the study will aid in determining the soundness of the existing limitations.
The study would aim in determining the soundness of the existing restriction on the use of the aquifers within the Ryoko Basin, which restrictions had negatively affected farming in that area.
The study will also examine the possibility of rainwater harvesting in the area. The Water Supply Improvement Program, being undertaken with support from the Inter-American Development Bank, aims to improve the quality of services provided to the KMA and other urban areas and to increase the efficiency of the NWC. And the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, JCAA, says investigations are ongoing into the cause of the November 10 plane crash in Greenwich Town, which left three persons dead. Director General of the JCAA, Nari Williams Singh, says a team from the authority's Flight Safety Department is conducting the probe.
It will take some time for us to get all the information that we need. This is going to include pilot records, the student pilot records, information from our air traffic team, eyewitness reports, as many sources as we can, the aircraft records and such.
Mr. Singh says the team is working to determine probable cause and the factors contributing to the accident. Reports are that the fatal accident occurred at approximately 1:34 p.m. when a Cessna 172 aircraft crashed shortly after takeoff from the Tinsipan Airdrome in the Greenwich Town area of Kingston 13. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.